Kareem. Brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this wealth of iman. This iman, my beloved brothers, makes us all the most valuable people on the face of this earth. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman has the greatest value, my dears. For this Allah ta'ala sent down the chain of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam in this world in order to make an effort upon the hearts of this insan, so that this insan could understand what is the reality and hakikat of this iman, my dears. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam with the cream of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them down in this world. And they made effort, my beloved elders and brothers, underwent sacrifices and qurbani in order to make an effort upon the hearts of this insan. And this is the primary effort that each and every one of us, my beloved elders and brothers, need to make, is that the effort upon this heart to bring the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within this heart. To take out the incorrect yaqeen and put into this heart, my dear brothers, the correct yaqeen. And this is the lesson of kalima. Whenever any conditions and halats came down upon Sahaba Ikram, then Sahaba Ikram kept turning to the lesson of this kalima. And what is the lesson of this kalima? La ilaha illallah. That makhluk cannot do la. Nothing is happening without the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that does. This makhluk has absolutely no power. It is helpless. It is useless. It has absolutely no effect. All my dear Muslim brothers, power lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what my beloved Muslim brothers, this kalima is teaching us. That la, take out every incorrect yaqeen that is within this heart. That things are happening from where we're seeing it. It's happening, my dear Muslim brothers. Rain is coming from the clouds. The warmth and the light is coming from the sun. That my success, my dear brothers, is coming from my shop or from my job. That my needs are being fulfilled from that money and that wealth that is in my possession, my beloved elders and brothers. All this, my beloved elders and brothers, we have to say la, we have to say no. With the tongue of the heart, we have to deny. We have to keep, my dear brothers, revising that lesson within this heart. Because this heart, my dear brothers, is like a container, like a dish, my dear, a silver dish. My dear brothers, if you go in one of the dumps and you find a silver dish, my dear brothers, and you pick up that dish. Now, my dear brothers, this dish, my dear brothers, is soiled, it is dirty. You will not put something pure inside this dish like water or milk or drink, my dear brothers, from this dish. First, you will clean that dish. You will make it park. You will make it pure. You will make it clean, my dear brothers. Thereafter, my dear brothers, whatever you will put within this dish, my dear brothers, any pure thing, my dear brothers, you put water, you put milk, then you will drink from this dish, my dear brothers. Same way, my beloved Muslim brothers, this heart is like that container. That heart is like that silver dish, my dear brothers. But this heart, my beloved Muslim brothers, and this dish has been soiled. It has become dirty. It become, my dear Muslim brothers, soiled and dirty with the incorrect yaqeen. With the incorrect convictions that we have got within this heart, my dear brothers. It becomes soiled, my dear brothers, because of the love of dunya. The love, my dear brothers, of the things of this world. It has become soiled, my dear brothers. That is why you cannot put something pure and clean into this container. First you'll have to clean this container. First you'll have to take out that incorrect yaqeen. You have to make this container shine, my dear brothers. You have to make it pure. You have to make it park. You have to take out the incorrect yaqeen that is coming that is within this heart. The things are happening from where we see it. My needs are being fulfilled through the things and the means of this world, through the wealth in my possession, my beloved elders and brothers. These are all incorrect yaqeens. These are things, my dear elders and brothers, that have soiled our hearts. The love of dunya, hubbe maal, hubbe ja, my dear brothers. All these things, my dear brothers, are things that are filthy. And these are the things that have crept within this heart. That is why they say, you cannot put something inside, my dear brothers, without taking something out. If a container is full of something, you cannot put anything inside until you remove that which is within that container. That is why we have to make an effort, my beloved, in Allah. With the tongue of the heart, my dear brothers, you are sitting there on your dastarkhan and you are eating that food. You have to say with the tongue of the heart, La, it is not the food that is going to satisfy my hunger. It is Amr of Allah. It is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is under the control of Allah. Allah ta'ala has control over everything in this world. No atom, my dear brothers. No grain of sand, no atom, no germ, no molecule, no corpuscle, no nothing, my dear brothers, can benefit you, can harm you, can go, my dear brothers, front or back or right or left or up or down. Everything is under the grip of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has control over everything. Allah Ta'ala has knowledge over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved, does as He wishes, does as He pleases, does according to His qudrat, does with His permission. We have absolutely no same idealism, brothers, in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has to make mashura with nobody, has to ask nobody, has to consult nobody. Allah is alone, my dear brothers. La, nothing does, illallah. Then, my dear brothers, the noor of iman will come into us. First, la, take it out of our hearts, my dear brothers. That money is not doing, that shop is not doing, that job is not doing. Daily today from 8 to late, we are making what an effort, my dear brothers. Effort around the things of this world, accumulating the things of this dunya. That is why they say there's two types of effort. Two types of effort. One is the effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. The other is the effort of the people of this dunya and people of batil, my dear brothers. What is the effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam? Effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala has given us iman. Make an effort, such an effort on this iman. Correct this iman. Beautify this iman. Strengthen this iman. And through this iman, my beloved brothers, a'mal will come out of our lives. Which a'mal? A'mal of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are the most powerful a'mals in the eyes of Allah. Allah Ta'ala does through His qudrat. But Allah Ta'ala does not need wealth, does not need technology, does not need the computers of this world, does not need the wealth of this world, the properties of this world. Allah Ta'ala does through the beloved a'mal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The amal that came out of the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that accepted life in the eyes of Allah, the beloved lifestyle in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most acceptable, my beloved, in the eyes of Allah. Designed, my dear brothers, for each and every one of us. Our creator is Allah. Allah has created us, my brothers, and Allah ta'ala has desired this way of life, my brothers, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's sleeping, he's eating, he's waking up, he's walking, he's talking, his akhlaq, my brothers, his character, his interaction with one another, his effort, his movement, his fikr, his cry, his restlessness. That was, my beloved elders and brothers, the most beloved of Allah. That being for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He had not created, He would not have created this entire world, my brothers. Nothing would have been in existence. It is because, my beloved, of the creation of this greatest personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my dear Elizabeth, Allah Ta'ala created everything else. So we don't understand who we are, my beloved. We have to understand our value in the eyes of Allah. That one person in this world with iman taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala would not destroy this world. If there's no one taking the name of Allah, Allah has got no value for dunya. Dunya in the eyes of Allah is most despicable, my dear. After Allah Ta'ala created this world, Allah Ta'ala did not, my dear, turn back to look at this world, my dear brothers, thereafter, my dear, with any nigah of mercy, my dear. This world in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers. Once Sahaba were walking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they came to a rubbish dump, and there was a dead, decaying, my dear, goat. That was in that dump. Nabi Sallam said, who would like to buy this for one dirham? Sahaba said, oh Nabi of Allah, even for nothing. Something to the effect, nobody will take it for nothing. He say, Wallah, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dunya has got less value than this dead, decaying goat that is lying in this dump. What is our condition today, my dear brothers? From 8 to late, my dear brothers, behind what, my dear brothers? What effort are we making? That vicious cycle, my dear brothers, of dunya accumulate, more and more and more. This insan, my dear brothers, he will never become satisfied. He'll have one value of gold. It won't satisfy him. It will suffice for his generations also. It still won't satisfy him, but he was until he gets that other value of gold monies. And he gets a second one, his desire will be for the third one. The only thing that will satisfy this insan, when he will be laid into the qabr. And when that sand will touch his stomach, will go into his stomach, my dear brothers, then only, my dear brothers, satisfaction, my dear brothers. So this is insan, this is the nature of insan. My beloved Al Zimbabwe. So Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam came down in order to make this insan, what is the most valuable effort that we need to make in this world? The most important and valuable effort that we have to make, my beloved elders and brothers, is the effort for iman, the effort for yaqeen. 9 to 13 years, Nabi Sallam worked on the hearts of sahaba to take out this incorrect yaqeen that things are happening from where we see it. It is happening through the qudrat of Allah. When halas came to sahaba, they turned to the lesson of kalima, la, say no. The armies were in front of them. They looked at them. Their eyeballs used to turn out of fear, my dear brothers, of what was in front of them. But they turn to the lesson of kalima, la. This cannot do. This is makhluk. This is zero. It has no power. It is powerless. It is effectless. It has absolutely no, cannot benefit, cannot harm. La. We have to say la in front of us, my dear brothers. Then, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala will put into the heart, illallah. Then Allah's nur will come into the heart. Then Allah will come, which is the object of our life, that Allah must come into this heart, my dear brothers. That is why the short and temporary life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, my dear brothers, we have to use that ni'mah that Allah has given us in order to achieve this object. The itaat of Allah, the itaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will come by making an effort that has been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that movement, that sacrifice. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the sands of Makkah Mukarramah, he had to sell the control of his body in order to reach Makkah Mukarramah, in order to accept hands at Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloveds. Deen did not come like that, my beloveds. It came with harkat, it came with fikr, it came with qurbani, selling one's own, control of one's own body to become a slave, my dear brothers. And what was the result, my dear brothers? What did Allah give him for that? The more qurbani, the more sacrifice we'll make for deen, the more Allah will honor us, the more Allah will raise us, the more Allah will make us closer to him, my dear brothers. Dragged on the sands of Makkah Mukarramah, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, in the gullies of Makkah, in the morning when the people woke up, that thing used to be ringing in the ears, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, with all that giving the doubt that the doer is one Allah. No one is worthy of worship besides one Allah. Allah is the only one, my beloved elders and brothers, that is to be worshipped. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. The greatest, my dear, zulm a person can make is to ascribe partners to Allah. My beloved elders and brothers, unfortunately we don't realize that unknowingly this is what we are doing. Our yaqeen, our conviction, our nigah, my dear elders and brothers. The focus of that is why they say the whole object of this effort is to take our focus of our heart away from makhluk and fix it on Allah. Allah is doing. Every condition is from Allah. Happiness and sickness is from Allah. Happiness and sadness is from Allah. Sickness and health is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success and failure is from Allah. What is success is not the concept that we have. That work and work and work until we accumulate the wealth of this world. We buy the properties of this world. We live a comfortable and think that is success. Now I'm satisfied. No. Success is that which Allah has defined. And that success is only in the hands of Allah. And Allah will give it to whomsoever He desires, my dear friends. My beloved brothers. And when we will make the correct effort that is going to be made, my beloved brothers, that correct, my dear brothers, that which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed the Ummah, when the correct effort of Iman, the correct effort of Amal, that correct effort of the heart will be made, that sacrifice for the deen of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala, my beloved brothers, will crown this person with success. That peace of mind, contentment of heart, love and affection, which comes from Allah, not the effort that we are making. And that will come through the deen of Allah, through the effort of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us his amal. The greatest amal is the amal of salah, of namaz, my brothers. In order to benefit from the qudrat of Allah, to take from Allah, when we will make an effort on iman, we will make an effort on yaqeen, We will make an effort, my beloved brothers, to understand what are the promises of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has given us in every amal. Mawla Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah, they say, ghanto se, for hours you should sit in ta'lim. Why? My dear, why sit in ta'lim for hours? Say, listen to the promises of Allah, of the promises of good deeds, and keep that in front of you when you're doing amal, my beloved brothers. Because this is one of the things that would make your amal accepted in the eyes of Allah. That you know, a person makes wudu at home, and then he goes to the masjid. It is said as if he is putting on the ihram, and he is going for hajj. Every step he will take, one sin is forgiven. One good deed is written in his book of good deeds. When he goes to the masjid, if he comes to the masjid before adhan, his face on the day of Qiyamah will light up like that of the sun. And while adhan is taking place, like that of the moon. And after the adhan, like that of the stars. And he comes in the masjid and he waits for salah. He said the malaika makes dua for him. Oh Allah, make his maghfirat. Oh Allah, make his maghfirat. That Allah Ta'ala must forgive him. These are the promises, my dear brothers. This is an effort that needs to be made. Like Muhammad was mentioning, my dear, one is we read from the kitabs how to make wudu. The other is, my dear, sahaba learned deen through sahaba, through the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The reader will say, go in the path of Allah. In that jamaat, my dear brothers, there will be an alim. In that jamaat, there will be a learned person. There will be experienced people. There will be jahil also. And through sahabat, what you will learn by my interaction with one another, my dear brothers, what you will learn in the path of Allah. One person, my dear, 10 years he was a Muslim. My dear Muslim brother, he said, I went for 3 days in the path of Allah. What I learned in 3 days in the path of Allah, I haven't learned in 10 years. We don't understand what effort Allah Ta'ala has given us. Solution for the deen and the iman of the masses of the world, of the awam, of the... That is why Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunity. Ijtima has come, my dear brothers. So that we can make an effort. Allah Ta'ala has given us the masjid in which, my dear, we can protect our iman. To link ourselves to the masjid. To make an effort, our 100% of our area, our locality, my beloved brothers, can make 5 times daily salah in the masjid. Masjid is a place where iman will be made. The masjid is calling out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 5 times a day. Why you want to learn about the greatness of Allah? Come to the masjid. You're not going to learn it in your home. You're not going to learn it in your business. You're not going to learn it in your job. In those places, you are praising the things of dunya. Why you buy this? This is how it will help you. This is how it will make you more comfortable. This bed will give you a better sleep. La, my dear brothers. We are talking the things against iman. Come to the masjid for 2.5 hours every day and talk things, my dear brothers, about Allah. Against all these things of makhluk, that no bed can't give you a sleep. Allah gives you the sleep. This thing can't benefit you. Allah will benefit you. Daily, my dear brothers, this heart needs to be, my dear brothers. The iman has to be replenished over and over again. Like a person gets 10,000 rand, 5,000 rand a month. By the end of the month, the money is finished. It needs to be replenished. Iman, my dear, you can't wait for 1 month. Iman every day has to be replenished because every day, my dear brothers, it is being used up. It is becoming worn out. It is becoming torn. Nabi Sallallahu himself said, like a rag, it's becoming torn. It is becoming affected, my dear brothers. In this environment of fitna around us, every step that you are taking, you are worried about your iman. How can we survive, my beloved Islam, without the effort of the masjid? Without the effort, my dear brothers, of our 5 hours of ta'lim, of gush, of going from house to house, person to person, and talking about Allah. You see, da'wat will increase iman. Through iman, amal will come into your life. Would every amal, there's a promise of Allah. Would every amal, there's a promise of Allah. And that is linked to the qudrat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's help will come down, my beloved brothers. When we will do that amal with the promise of Allah, we'll benefit from the qudrat of Allah. A person who gives sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala will remove the musibat and the bala. Person who makes, my beloved Muslim brothers, what is the road of the people of batil? The other is the road of iman and amal. What is the road of iman and amal? The greatest knowledge is the knowledge about Allah. We have to learn, my dear brothers, what will Allah give us through salah? What will Allah give us through istighfar? What will Allah give us through taqwa and tawakkul? What will Allah give us through dua? And what will Allah give us by through darood, reading? Every need of ours will become fulfilled. My beloved Muslim brothers, our nigah is gone somewhere else. Our nigah is gone, how we can make more money, how we can make more wealth, how we can create, my dear brothers, accumulate more and more properties in the world. And that, my dear brothers, has made our concept that this is success of this dunya. My beloved Elizabeth brothers, Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world for a short period of time. Soon we'll have to leave the world. 3 days, man. One day is gone, this day we have got, tomorrow, my dear brothers, we're in the qabr. What have we, my dear Elizabeth brothers, accumulated, my dear, for that place? When Munkar and Nakir, my dear brothers, will come and question us, Man Rabbuka, Man Deenuka, Man Nabika. And that effort that we made in this world, the way we live, that is the way we die. The elders have mentioned, my dear Elizabeth brothers, ask ourselves. Today, my dear brothers, where are we spending most of our time? A person has got that cell phone in his hand, hours is going on that. And remember, the way we live, that is the way we leave the world. The way we leave the world, that is what are, my dear Elizabeth? All these challenges that are around us, solution, my dear brothers, link ourselves to our masjid. Link ourselves to the amals of the masjid. Simple amals, my beloved brothers. The gush, the 3 days. Take new brothers out in the path of Allah. They say every worker should make an effort for 27 days to take out, my dear brothers, a 3-day jamaat, my dear brothers, in the path of Allah. They say, my dear brothers, any effort, my dear brothers, will die if you don't inject, my dear brothers, new blood into that effort. You say, our effort also. Let us ask ourselves, when last did we go out in the path of Allah for 3 days, taking our new brothers with us? Training them, my dear brothers. Linking them, my dear brothers, to the masjid. Nurturing them, my dear brothers, for the sake of Allah's deen. This is our work. Allah sent us for this, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala did not give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wealth of the world, or state, or government, in order now to spread Islam in the whole world. Now he has all the means and the facilities for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's Nabi was yatim. Allah's Nabi was miskeen. There is no criteria. You need wealth for this effort. There is no criteria, my dear, to go to the four corners of the world that you need wealth of this world. No, my dears. Allah gave Nabi some amal, gave Nabi some salah, gave Nabi some dua, gave Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear brothers, the powerful amal of hijrah, of striving, of nusrat. Allah Ta'ala commands in the Quran, O people, become the helpers of the deen of Allah. Make the nusrat of the deen of Allah. Take out time, my dear listen brothers, and move and come out in the path of Allah. This is why jamaats are going out for 4 months, for 40 days in the path of Allah, in order to, my dear brothers, Nabi Sallam himself, every Sahaba separated from his family. He said the kamal of Sahaba, the achievement of Sahaba, my dear brothers, is although they were involved in their dunya to fulfill their needs and necessities, but whenever the call of Allah's Nabi came, there was never an excuse, my dear brothers, of coming out in the path of Allah. Immediately they dropped everything. Immediately they dropped everything and they responded to the call of Allah, his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they strove in the path of Allah. Today ask ourselves, my beloved Azmaraz, have we developed ourselves to that extent where there's a call of Allah's deen, I can drop everything and go in the path of Allah. For that, my dear brothers, when we will link ourselves to our masjids, we will make effort daily, talim daily, gush, my dear brothers, every day, door to door, house to house. Now Ijtima is coming also, inshallah. We need to cover every home. The da'wah of iman to be given to every individual, at least in every, my dear brothers, 15 days, my dear brothers, the da'wah of iman needs to be given. There's an opportunity. Allah is giving us an excuse. These ishtimas are there for that reason. This is why on Sunday, my beloved brothers, alhamdulillah, this program is going to take place here. We want as many brothers as possible to come. So that the figure of that comes into their hearts, and the near within them to come, my dear brothers, that we'll make such an effort, inshallah, to learn this effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to strive our whole lives for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, inshallah, brothers, make niyat, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah, 4 months to come out in the path of Allah? Those that haven't been out for 4 months, to go and learn the effort, come back, my dear brothers, take others with us and teach them this Mubarak effort, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah? Those that haven't given 4 months, name? Oh, Yaqub bhai, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. They say our work is not putting our hands up. Our work, my sunnah, is to stand up. Give your names, inshallah. Ji, Khalid, mashallah. 4 months. Nizam, 4 months. Nazir, mashallah. 4 months. Jazakallah. Come, brothers. Mona Ismail, sir. 4 months. Jazakallah. By Abdul Razak. Allah accept, inshallah. Say, mashallah. Ibrahim, 4 months. Come, mashallah. This is our first tashkil in all our masjids also. 4 months, please. How we can make an effort to send brothers out for 4 months in the path of Allah. Jamaat wise, masjid wise, young, old, all types of people, inshallah. That must be the burning fikr of every sati, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? MashaAllah. Muhammad, mashaAllah. Fahim, mashaAllah. Zakara. Muhammad from? MashaAllah. Muhammad, mashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers. Make the niyat, Allah will make the opportunity. Zakallah. Ahmed, mashallah. Ji, Faizo. So all of us make niyat, mashallah. Sheikh, mashallah. Let us make niyat, my dear brothers, to go back and link ourselves to our masjids. Brothers, this is the solution. Solution to our masjid war amals, inshallah, every day. Sit down, make mashwara once a week, my dear brothers. In gush, out gush. Our 3 days, take out new brothers. Link ourselves to the markaz, our shab guzari, our Tuesday mashwara, inshallah. In this way, inshallah, the fikr of the ummah, alami fikr will come into our hearts, inshallah. All of us will try, inshallah. All of us making it. Allah Ta'ala accept us, inshallah. Those that are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they can come in front, inshallah. Hidayat will take place. The rest, inshallah, time for Ishraq. We should try and read 2 rakats of Ishraq Salah. Allah Ta'ala will give us a reward of 1 maqbool Hajj and Umrah. Complete, my dear. I'll say complete Hajj and Umrah. A person cannot go every year for Hajj and Umrah. Some of us haven't been at all. Allah has given us an opportunity in this way, that every day sit from Fajr right till Ishraq, thereafter read 2 rakats of Salah. Allah Ta'ala will give us the reward of a complete Hajj and Umrah every day, inshallah. All of us will try, inshallah. Another 2 rakats, Allah will make our work easy for us. Allah Ta'ala accept us. Allah Ta'ala reward us, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.